The Kansas Cancer Research Foundation is fulfilling some of John Kansas's last wishes by dispersing funds to a cancer center in Southwest Florida. Kansas, who retired in Sanibel, wanted his research to live on in the places he spent his life.
On John's deathbed, he made a very, very sensitive plea, and that was that the communities of Erie and Southwest Florida wouldn't be forgotten.
That's Mark Neidig, the foundation's executive director. Southwest Florida is also where Kansas was diagnosed with leukemia and spent years testing a theory he had. Kansas believed highly concentrated radio waves could kill cancer cells without also killing healthy cells. Recently, the foundation announced it met its goal of funding Kansas's research to the point of human trials, which will eventually take place in Erie, Pennsylvania and Fort Myers. Neidig says the foundation's donors, many of which are from the Fort Myers area, are relieved the community is going to stay involved in this research.
As I've talked to audiences in both of the towns where the human trials will take place, even today talking with several people that came for the presentation, you know, they're excited that we've reached this plateau, that they were a part of that, and to keep it going.
One of those donors is Lynn Sistysummer of North Fort Myers. She's been donating to the foundation for about 7 years now. Sistysummer says she's happy the foundation kept its promise.
When you see a lot of organizations start, sometimes it fizzles before it really gets off the ground. They have been very focused. They've put their energies, I think wisely, into where they've been working.
A private company that recently bought the technology will be funding and applying for the FDA's approval of human trials. Foundation officials say the trials could start as early as the year 2015. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.